everyone. John Gonzalez here from MLive.com and Michigan's Best. Welcome to another podcast as we continue our journey around the state of Michigan, looking for Michigan's best destinations. And I think we might have found the destination. Joining us on the line now is Brandy Miller. She's the executive director of the Ludington Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm sorry, Ludington Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, although you work with the chamber as well. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see you. And I'm loving that pure Ludington backdrop there.
Yeah, we got to bring Ludington virtual.
Well, hasn't it, you guys in the tourism field, I mean, you're like all of us trying to figure things out, but doubly hit because people had to stay indoors for so long.
Yeah, you know, not being able to travel, we were trying to find ways to kind of allow people and people who love Ludington or maybe haven't discovered it to, you know, enjoy it from afar and try to provide some virtual opportunities. So yeah, it's been a challenge, but I think it's pushed everyone to like think creatively, which is kind of a silver lining, I suppose.
Yeah, I love that. It's a good way to look at it. You have to push you to think differently, creatively, trying to find new ways to spread the word. So we got a lot of ground to cover on today's show, folks. We want you to definitely stick around for that because we're going to talk about some of the attractions and lighthouses you can find there in the Ludington area. We'll talk beaches, hiking trails, and I'm sure you know us at Michigan's Best. We'll look at restaurants and breweries as well. And Brandy, you're no stranger. We've known you for a long time now. You're from the Ludington area originally, right?
Yep, born and raised. Only moved away when I went to college, so was lucky to come back and help spread the word why Ludington's so great. So yeah, it's nice to look at it through this lens too, because sometimes when you grow up someplace, you look at something so different, but it's fun.
It is definitely fun. All right, I don't even want to ask this, but I will. For those listening that have never been to Ludington, or maybe they went as a child with a family vacation, where exactly are you located?
So we are about an hour and a half north of Grand Rapids, right along the Lake Michigan coastline. We kind of consider ourselves like the beginning of the Pinky area. So yeah, right on the west coast, on the shoreline, right here on Lake Michigan.
Well, it's a beautiful area, like we were just saying, those beaches, natural beauty, and you know, it is very, you do rely on the tourism industry, but you also have a lot of locals there, people that have cottages either year round or seasonal. But I would imagine Ludington changes a little bit during the off time and the busy time.
Yeah. I mean, we are definitely the gates swing open when warm weather arrives. You know, this is a place people flock to for, you know, whether it's camping or our beaches, you know, people, this is a place people love to spend those warm weather months.
Yeah, and has it been a little slow getting started here, or are things pretty much on track?
You know, town has been busy. You know, since travel kind of opened up, it seemed like there was some pent-up demand. So I've been working from home. I'm right in the middle of downtown Ludington, and there are people on the sidewalks, shopping, eating. Definitely you see the traffic pick up. So yeah, I would say, you know, we might have got a little slower start, but it seems like we're right on track where we usually are.
I don't think you're working from home. I can see that backdrop. Right behind the backdrop is the real thing.
As
close as can be, exactly. Well, you have a lot going for yourself because, like I said, you do cater to the tourism industry, but you have a great local community there as well year-round. Let's talk a little bit about attractions, because if you're visiting the area, what are some of the must things to do while you're in Ludington?
Yeah, so, you know, I mentioned our state park. That is a place that day trip trippers love. It's a place that when they open up at the state for reservations, camping quickly fills up. It's an oasis just north of downtown, just a few miles north. Two beaches, one along Lake Michigan, one along the inland Hamlin Lake, and an extensive trail system, so for hikers, bikers, all of that. And the Big Saba Lighthouse is out there too. So, you know, the state park is a popular place for people to enjoy. That's kind of when I travel around and say I'm from Ludington, they say, oh, I've been to the state park, I've camped there, you know, that's kind of the top thing. The other thing that really is kind of iconic to Ludington is the SS Badger, the car ferry that runs between Ludington and Manitowoc. And, you know, that's kind of a historic treasure here that we, you know, love to claim here in Ludington, and certainly has provided a lot of fun experiences for families. So, you know, those are two of the top attractions, but there are certainly a lot of other things for people to do.
Well, Amy would not be happy with me if I didn't make mention of the SS Badger, because she likes to say the SS Badger.
Yeah.
Every time we're there, and we had a chance to be on that car ferry to go check it out. But that car ferry is iconic to Ludington. People have their memory of coming over there and taking that. Is it a 4-hour trip over to Manitowoc, Wisconsin?
Yeah. Yep. It's a 4-hour trip. Yep. And they just kicked off their sailing season here in the last week or so. And they are only doing one trip a day, but it's still an awesome experience for all ages. They've got a ton to do on board. So yeah, the 4 hours goes by quickly.
And if I remember correctly, they'll do movies. They have, you know, there's snacks. You can sleep there if you want to.
Yes.
Your car goes with you. That's why it's a car ferry, right?
Yeah. And, you know, the famous Badger Bingo continues.
Ah, that's right. I knew there was something that everyone looks forward to. That's a cool thing to have for your community. And are you finding people from Wisconsin coming over and doing day trips or a weekend in Ludington?
Yeah, we see a lot of traffic from Minnesota, Wisconsin. Yeah, it's just a short way to get across here to Michigan, which is great.
Yeah. Well, I love that Ludington really isn't a great spot, even though you're on Lake Michigan on the shoreline there off of US, 31 and 10 kind of come to meet there.
Yep, we meet there.
Yeah, but still, it almost feels like you're centrally located. Like you said, an hour and a half from downtown Grand Rapids. If you're in Lansing, it's probably just a little bit longer than that. And if you're in the Traverse City or Alpena area, it's an easy drive over to the Sunset Coast, right, from the Sunrise Coast. So you really have a great spot. And I would imagine you get some visitors from the Chicago area as well.
Yeah, easy jaunt up, you know, along the coastline from Chicago. We certainly see a lot of traffic come across the state from US 10 as well. So yeah, we are conveniently located with 31 and 10 kind of merging right here. And yeah, I think this year alone, we'll see a lot of people travel by car. And so that'll be a convenient way for people to travel here.
Yeah, and I like that too, that you are like in that great area where you can make Ludington your home base, you know, stay at the Ludington State Park, or one of the different, you know, bed and breakfast or hotels there in the area. And you can make that kind of like your base and head up north to Manistee maybe, right?
Yeah, sure. Trip north.
Maybe south down to Hart or, you know, Silver Lake.
Yep.
Silver Lake Dunes. So it really is a great, ideal location for those that kind of want to have a good weekend or, you know, a whole week of vacation.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so we covered attractions and lighthouses, and let's give lighthouses their due. And they're definitely, people go through and check off their list of what lighthouses they want to go to, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We have two right in Ludington. As I mentioned, Big Sabo Lighthouse is out within the state park. You can hike there two different paths. There's kind of a crushed gravel and sand path out there. And then you can also walk along the lakeshore to get to that one as well. From the park entrance. And then in town, Stearns Park Beach, which is kind of the top beach, popular beach for everybody, just with all of its amenities and convenience to downtown. The North Breakwater Lighthouse is the other one. That's the one over this shoulder. Wait, this shoulder.
That side, yes. boy, that's one you can go see when you are on your way to the SS Badger, right?
Yeah, that's a popular spot. People like to walk out on the pier there, watch the car ferry. It's pretty close when it comes by. It's pretty amazing. So
it is.
You see the full size of the ship.
You mentioned hiking trails in Ludington State Park and near the lighthouse there, Big Sabo. Are there other trails too in the Ludington area?
Yeah, so, you know, there's 20 miles, more than 20 miles of hiking trails within the state park, but there's the Nordhaus Dunes Wilderness Area just north of the state park, which is really a popular spot for those who kind of like that more rustic natural space. In town, there are two places for biking and walking. Cartier Park, which is just a short jaunt just north of town. has a paved path and then a mountain bike path through there as well. And there's a connected by road to the school forest, what we like to call it, with some more bike paths through there. So there's plenty of opportunities in addition to a lot of paths just to take in the harbor and sites around the lakeshore too.
Now, Brandon, you've also mentioned beaches, and I would imagine is the big one there at Ludington State Park, or is it in Ludington downtown?
You know, the one at the state park is certainly popular, right there by the beach house when you go in. But Stearns Park tends to be the more popular one. As I mentioned, the amenities there, there's concessions, there's shuffleboard, there's a skate park right there, mini golf, a really nice playground. So, you know, families really like to spend the whole day there because there's a ton going on. So, yeah, that's kind of the popular spot. And it's, like I mentioned, just a few blocks from downtown. So you can, you know, take a little break, head in for lunch, grab an ice cream cone from House of Flavors and head back to the shoreline. So yeah.
You're reading my mind because I was just going to ask you, I'm assuming it's like blocks away, walking distance to House of Flavors.
Yep. Yeah. I think it's like four, or five, less than five.
Yeah. And how about House of Flavor, right? I mean, House of Flavors, it must be just heaven to have an iconic Michigan restaurant located right in downtown Ludington.
Yeah, they have certainly become an icon people love. Just the feeling there, you know, you go in there, it's kind of a 50s style diner. They're all about customer service there. And the ice cream is second to none. So, yeah, that cone line is long.
Stop it. Yeah, you're looking at me like, yeah, you've been there, Gonzo. I know. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I've definitely been there. And we won't talk about how many of those little troughs of ice cream I put away.
Yeah, the pig's dinner.
You weren't supposed to say that. Yeah. Oh, boy. But it is a really cool place. I love going there. Yeah. Speaking of restaurants, so what are some of the other places that you would recommend? All of them, of course.
Yeah, all of them, of course. But, you know, there's some, you know, this year, everybody wanting to you know, dine outside is kind of the preferred way, and some spots with some good views. Blue Moon comes to mind. They've got a great sidewalk cafe in addition to their indoor restaurant. And they always open for the summer season, their rooftop deck. So they've got an eclectic menu, great food, great service, and good location right on James Street. The other one that comes to mind with some good views, PM Steamers, that overlooks the marina. They've got a beautiful deck, and celebrate with a bell indoors when the car ferry returns to the harbor. So they've got a great view of that too. And Jamesport Brewing Company, they've got a great outdoor deck that overlooks the harbor as well. And of course you can get a good drink there too.
Well, Jamesport was on our trip for Michigan's Best Brewery back in 2013. And when we were there in 2013, and I've been back since then, I was amazed. They're one of the oldest breweries in Michigan. They've been around for a long time.
Yeah, just this past March, they celebrated 20 years. So yeah, they are definitely one of the originals, and have really kind of set the tone and set the trend here in Mason County too.
And you also have another brewery in town too, right?
Yeah, just kind of kitty corner on the next block, a little further down on South James Street. Newer to the scene in the last, I think they just had their second birthday,
yeah,
past couple months, is Ludington Bay Brewing Company. And they are just rocking it out. They've got some great brews. They've got an awesome outdoor area for people to enjoy. And they've got kind of really cool menu. They've got some smoked meats, but their pizzas are awesome. They've got a crab rangoon pizza, which is, you know, kind of unique. So
you and I like are in sync. I was just going to ask you, is that pizza still there? That crab rangoon?
Yep. Yeah. That one's pretty great. They also do a, kind of a big dill. It's a dill pickle pizza. So we're going to play around with some fun stuff. So that's definitely a nice spot to check out.
For those that haven't been there, and which I would be surprised if, you know, who in Michigan hasn't been to Ludington, you know, what does downtown look like?
You know, right now, you know, a lot more stuff coming out on the sidewalks, many more sidewalk cafes, but downtown is bustling. I mean, we've got a wide array of kind of unique restaurants, fun little shops, stuff you'd expect. You know, you can grab your favorite Ludington t-shirt at Gordy's, take home some trinkets. You know, there's a lot happening.
Yeah. Well, it's, yeah, it sounds like, and again, I was just there, gosh, I think we were there last fall, but you know, it's like, it's a great location and it's easy to get on and off the expressway. If you're headed up to, you know, the Upper Peninsula or back down from the Upper Peninsula, I would imagine a lot of bikers come through too, that are on, you know, just traveling, you know, on a weekend. So you're in a great spot there. What else do we want to talk about? Because I know that for you guys, Ludington's always been known for like having events. It must be tough, you know, because you've had some events you've had to postpone or cancel. And you guys love getting together as a community.
Yeah, we are like event central. There is something going on all the time here, especially in the summer. We really pack it in. But yeah, you know, the calendar has changed. And you know, I think that's, you know, the necessary step that needs to be taken right now to keep everything open. So, but we do still have a lot still on the calendar. And there's been a lot of modifications to still continue those safely. So we'll still have our Sunset Beach Bonfire Series, which is the fourth Thursday of June, July, and August. So that kind of kicks off a nice weekend.
What is that exactly?
So we have a big bonfire down at Stearns Park Beach, live music. And so it's a casual setting. People bring their own chairs and blankets and just kind of enjoy the sunset and a bonfire, and take in some, you know, local music as well. And obviously with social distancing, we feel like we can do that safely. So that one will continue. We typically have a Friday Night Live series in downtown Ludington in the summer in July and August, and that's kind of been revamped because typically we have about 5,000-8,000 people in this downtown area on the street party, and we're not doing that this summer. So we've kind of revamped a lot of that stuff. So they're doing an FNL Unplugged, which is kind of going to be some live music throughout the downtown just to encourage people to stroll around and check it out, create some atmosphere. We do a big fishing tournament come July, and that's still happening. Obviously, it's going to look a lot different, but there's still a lot of stuff going on this summer for people to enjoy. And, you know, we're all doing our best to make sure those are held safely.
Everything at visitludington.org, right?
PureLuddington.com.
Oh, PureLuddington.com. Wow, I was not even half close. Okay. PureLuddington.com. Love it. You know what? You have a great community there. I'm glad you guys are having fun. And it's going to be a little slower, but do you think that it's going to just pick up? The fall will be busier than normal, but I know you're busy in the fall too.
Yeah, you know, fall has been growing as, you know, a popular season here for the last few years. We really see really strong tourism in September and October. You know, we're a great destination for outdoor recreation and a lot of different ways to take in fall colors. So yeah, we see fall as, you know, still a strong season. And I think, you know, the next couple of weeks will be telling about how, you know, apps people are to still get out there. And I hope by fall people feel comfortable, you know, getting back out there and traveling a little more. But, you know, so far it looks, you know, seeming to look a little normal. You know, people still have masks on, but there's still people in town, so.
Yeah. Anything else that you want to add?
Well, you know, just on that safety note, we've been working hard to get with our businesses. We worked with the Downtown Ludington organization, our chamber, the health department here locally, and we put together a staysafemasoncounty.com website where people can go and find out what safety protocols businesses have in place. So if you want to know, the business and their employees are wearing masks, you can filter through all the kind of safety measurements and get a good idea of what our businesses are doing to keep everybody safe.
Well, yeah, you're right. I was on that website a couple of days ago, and I loved how detailed it is. You can see that a lot of attention has been put into making sure everyone is safe and that they know they can be safe and social distance and still have a great time enjoying the outdoors in London.
Yeah.
Very cool. Brandi Miller, we appreciate your time, the Executive Director of the Ludington Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Again, where can people get more information?
You can start planning your trip at PureLuddington.com.
All right. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you. Appreciate it.